Good morning. This is Phil Knut with River Valley Co-op and your morning grain comments. Corn and soybean futures were steady to mixed overnight. May corn finished the overnight session off 0.75 cents, settling at 4.34¾. May soybeans were up 2 cents, settling at 11.87¾. In the outside markets as of 7:45 a.m., the U.S. dollar index is off 100 points, trading at 104.917. May crude oil is up $1.23, trading at $84.94 a barrel. Precious metals are all higher. Industrial metals are higher except tin. The electronic mini Dow Jones is off 229 points, trading at 39,665. The overnight session was relatively uneventful. Trading volume was light. Trading ranges were tight, and there was a general lack of fresh fundamental news. As discussed in this same report yesterday, Thursday's surprising prospective plantings report appears to have been completely digested on Thursday. Following the report, corn futures rallied in response to a prospective corn acreage figure that was at the very bottom end of the range of trade estimates. But follow-through from Thursday during the Sunday overnight session and yesterday's session was non-existent. Nearby corn futures closed 6.5 cents lower yesterday. Winter wheat crop conditions ratings weighed on feed grains overnight. The national winter wheat crop condition rating was reported at 56% good to excellent yesterday afternoon. This figure is 14 points ahead of the 5-year average and is double last year at this time. For this week of the year, the U.S. winter wheat crop is tied for the best-rated crop since 2015-16. Yesterday, the fund sold 3,000 contracts of corn, sold 2,000 contracts of soybeans, and sold 1,000 contracts of wheat. They are now estimated to be net short 243,460 contracts of corn, net short 128,170 contracts of soybeans, and net short 86,560 contracts of wheat. From a chart perspective, May corn finds initial support at 4.32¼, yesterday's low, followed by 4.26, the 4-week low charted on Thursday, and then the 4.20 area. Initial resistance is at 4.36¾, the overnight high, followed by 4.42, yesterday's high, and then 4.48, the nearly 2-month high charted on Thursday. May soybeans find initial support at 11.82 and 11.81½, the lows from overnight and yesterday, respectively, followed closely by 11.77, the 2-plus-week low charted on Thursday, and then the March 6th low, 11.40¼. Initial resistance is at the overnight high, 11.90½, followed by the psychological $12 mark, then 12.26¾. The 2-month high charted on March 21st. Winning calls are mixed. With all of that, have a great Tuesday from your friends at River Valley Co-op.